some senses and scripture passages which have been brought. So if Ben, then Paula, then JP come up first, in that order.
The sense I got was from Psalm 63, which is a psalm where King David was very much on the run from King Saul and stuck in the desert of Judah. Psalm 63, verse 1. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. The sense I got was very much, we are in a world where there is unremittingly bad news around us, and very little good news goes on. So I got the sense that the Lord was very much saying to us that we should put our trust in him at this time, and indeed put our whole beings into praising him, our whole beings into worshipping. Amen.
My sense is that the Lord would want to say to each one of us, I am the God who sees you. I see you when you are happy and rejoice. I see you in your struggle and in your grieving. I see you when you are walking after me in a good stride, and I see you when you stumble and fall. And I am the God who rejoices with you in your joys, who sits with you in your pain, who walks beside you when you walk happily after me. And when you stumble and fall, I stop and I turn towards you and I lift you up. Trust in me and lean on me.
As we were worshiping, I was reading these words of Jesus from Luke chapter 12. He says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourselves with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And I felt the Lord wanted to speak to us this afternoon and speak against fear which can often be an obstacle or can really enslave us or paralyze us from doing God's will, or, as in these verses, make us focus on the wrong things that will not last, that will not give us this treasure in heaven. And I felt the Lord saying to us, as Dan was sharing at the beginning about the freedom that Christ brings, there is freedom from fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And the Lord wants us to experience this today, this afternoon. Amen.
So I think there's a real theme running through those, where the Lord's encouraging us and speaking to us about it. And it is a word of encouragement, first and foremost, that he sees us in all circumstances of our life, and that we do not need to fear. We need to trust in him in all the circumstances. And I think it is both a word for us collectively, and it's both a word for us individually. And sometimes, you know, a word gets spoken, you really think, yeah, that's for me, I need to hear that. So if that's the case, grab hold of that word. And we're going to have some time, after Stephen speaks to us, we'll have some time for a prayer ministry up over here. And so if one of these words you think, actually, I think that's really for me, then do go up and get some prayer to sort of like bake it in, solidify it, yeah? That the word actually takes root and bears fruit in you. So a slightly different word then. Hugh, do you want to come and share?
So I had a word which I kind of took, at least for me, as a bit of a rebuke. And we were singing the song, "Give Us Strength for the Fight." And my sense was the Lord was saying, "But will you fight? But will you enter the fight? But will you fight for your prayer time? Will you fight for scripture study? Will you fight for your relationships? Will you fight for the unity of the body? Will you fight for my kingdom?
Okay, so Sara has a confirmation of what was said as well. So, Sara.
I've never done this before. but I wanted to say this in Koinonia, and I wanted to say this in YPO. And now when Paula was talking, I was like, okay, I think I need to say it. That God has been telling me, like, I'm with you on this journey. If you're sad, I'm sad with you. If you're joyful, I'm joyful with you. And yeah, I'm with you in this journey. So that's it. Thanks.
All words of encouragement, even what Hugh was saying, these are words of encouragement for us. Okay, so Stephen.